Well, thanks. You came right back to the site again for bite number two on I'm a Lover of Calvin. Thank you so much. Yesterday we began to go over the 5 points of Arminianism as opposed to the 5 points of Calvinism. We discussed the Arminian first point, which is free will or human ability. Basically, the tenets of that is saying that the sinner has the power to either cooperate with God's Spirit and be regenerated or resist God's grace and perish. Strange belief, whereas the first of the 5 points of Calvinism teaches that consequently it takes much more than the Spirit's assistance to bring a sinner to Christ. It takes regeneration by which the Spirit makes the sinner alive and gives him a new nature. So we have two different opposing views of how an individual becomes a Christian in Protestantism. That brings us down to our second point. And the second point of Arminianism is conditional election. If you hear me slurp, it's because I have my coffee in the morning when I do these wonderful little clips. I apologize. Conditional election, from the Arminian point of view, teaches that God's choice of certain individuals unto salvation before the foundation of the world was based upon his foreseeing that they would respond to his call, that he selected only those whom he knew would of themselves freely believe the gospel. Election, therefore, was determined by or conditioned upon what man would do. The faith which God foresaw and upon which he based his choice was not given to the sinner by God. It was not created by the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit, but resulted solely from man's will. It was left entirely into the man as to who would believe, and therefore as to who would be elected unto salvation. They would also say that God chose those who he knew he would, of their own free will, choose Christ, thus the sinner's choice of Christ, not God's choice of the sinner, is the ultimate cause of salvation. Now, to break that down, you go to certain crusades and they give the invitation, and after they preach the gospel, they say, who will come? And that sinner sitting up there without any moving of God's divine grace on his heart to do anything, who will come to God and give their lives to God? That decrepit, wretched man is going to get up, not knowing anything about the nature of God, anything besides what the preacher said at the crusade or the event or whatever. And then that depraved, dead sinner is going to say, I've decided to follow Jesus. I've made him my choice. All right, let's look at the second point of Calvinism, which is unconditional election. Okay, whereas the Arminian believes in conditional election, the second part, the TU of the tulip, is unconditional election. And you know that I believe in Calvinism. I reject conditional election. God did not, see, I don't believe that God chooses me based upon him knowing that I was going to be faithful to him. Because that means that I could be faithful to him up to, well, yeah, let me give you the point right now. But to me, that means that I could be faithful to him up to a point, and then beyond that point, not be faithful unto him, and bring shame to his name. So if God is making choices like that, it would make him an impotent potentate, a power that could not see it through. But then some of you that are Arminian would take it another degree and say, well, God would foresee that you were nothing in the first place, and so he knew that you weren't going to hell and you weren't saved. And then I would say, so what of the works and everything? Did God see those? Why is it that the church praised my works, listened to my radio presentations, held my sermons as masterpieces of power in the Spirit, and then I became reprobate? If God knew that, what did he foresee? The Calvinist would answer like this with unconditional election. God's choice of certain individuals unto salvation before the very foundation of the world, rested solely upon his own sovereign will. His choice of particular sinners was not based upon any foreseen response or obedience on their part, such as faith and repentance and all those things that follow. On the contrary, the Calvinists believe that God gives faith and repentance to each individual whom he's selected. In other words, God has given the individual the faith that causes him to believe. This doesn't come from within the wretched, depraved, dead sinner. The Calvinists would also go on and say that these acts are a result, not the cause of God's choice. See, they're a result of the choice, not the cause. And when you put the cause and effect thing in front of God, well, because of what you did, then God said, amen. No, 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 no. That means that you're orchestrative in this scenario. The Calvinists would also say that election, therefore, was not determined by the condition, not determined or conditioned upon any virtuous quality or act foreseen in man. See, I would believe as a Calvinist, I know I'm filthy. Oh, Lord, you need to kill me now. I'm a stinking thing. I know that. And I believe that the Arminian knows that too. Will he admit it and call out for God to kill the stinking thing? Let me go on and give you more. But the Calvinists believe those whom God sovereignly elected, he brings through the power of the Spirit to a willing acceptance of Christ. Let me give you an example of that. I didn't want to be a pastor. No way would anybody in their right mind want to be a pastor. Now listen to the Calvinistic approach. Those whom God sovereignly elected, he brings through the power of the Spirit to a willing acceptance of Christ. Therefore, since the Holy Spirit is the one that prompted me to obey, I didn't want to do talk radio. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to have a nice congregation of 350, 400 people to give me a nice life for the rest of my life and me to preach through the Bible and give Bible studies and perform marriages and do funerals and maybe go to a few banquets now and then. God, call me out of that and call me into what I'm doing. Open up my eyes and cause me to see that I'm to be a full five-pointer. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Doesn't it just give you a rush? Thus, God's choice of the sinner, not the sinner's choice of Christ, is the ultimate cause of salvation. See, unconditional election is that God chooses you. That's when God is working in your heart, speaking to your heart, causing you to see things that you could not see on your own. When you cry out to him in prayer, open my eyes. I'll give you a great example of that. Yesterday I was at work in the evening where I teach. And I was speaking to a young protege of mine, a young man. He's a brilliant mind. And he's so, you know, I'm his mentor and he's my protege. And we're having a great time talking out in the hallway. I'm badgering him, and he's trying to badger me, and I'm trying to tell him, you don't talk to me like that, and da-da-da-da-da, you know. Well, you know how young men are. Then this beautiful, just gorgeous, gorgeous, wonderful-looking lady goes by, and I just, oh, I'm just stunned. She comes back around the corner, and I just said, I just have to tell you this. You are just so beautiful. And then I said, it just flew out of my mouth like something that came naturally. I hope you're not spoken for. And she said, I'm not. She says, are you serious? I said, I'm telling you, you are so beautiful. And my young protege said, oh, John, I said, I don't know where that came from. Now, I don't go looking for anybody. But when I see something, you see, and that's the way it is. When I see something that is attractive to me, then I respond to that. But God doesn't do that like that. You see, God's choice of the sinner, not the sinner's choice of Christ. I saw her And I don't speak like that to every lady that I see, every beautiful lady that I see. I do not. But why did I speak out to her like that? And isn't it interesting? Because she responded back to me in the same way that I expected her to. And this is what I try to tell people, you know, even in the mating game and all of that. That's the way it always is. There is no chances. There's no such thing as chance. Oh, to answer your question, yes, I'm going to pursue speaking with the young lady. I already have. Had a great conversation. We both graduated from the same high school. Coincidence. We were both raised and born in the same city. We need to see, because that's the way God does it. The man doesn't do it. Unconditional election as opposed to conditional election. I think that some of our relationships are based upon conditional election. I'm telling you, we're Arminian all the way, aren't we? Hey, thanks for coming to the site today, for listening to Calvin clip number 2. Now, tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to handle Calvin clip number 3, which will be from the Arminian side, universal redemption or general atonement. That's a general view that everybody and the whole planet can be saved. And the P of the tulip is particular redemption or limited atonement. This one's the one tomorrow that I'm going to address that had me stumped for years. This was the third point that kept me from becoming a full five-point Calvinist until I saw the treacherous deed that Arminian so-called believers do, and I tried to justify a Christian being so cruel. And I couldn't. I couldn't. I feel like going into it now, but I'll let you wait another day. Pastor John, Into the Word Ministries, which is the biblical alternative.